Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you at, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Buddy, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Tanner, you're having a great day today.
Great day every day, Elliot.
Great day, man. I'm wearing my hoodie again because it's cold in here, and I think you're laughing at me a little bit because of it.
Oh, yeah. I'm always laughing at you a little bit for something.
For something. It is what it is. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, though, for being our title sponsor. Keith, Fat Nimmer, all the boys and girls, we do appreciate your ongoing support. Now, as you guys know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name is Akshaya Lakshmi, and I am currently the Communication Supervisor at Arts Council Wood Buffalo. I grew up in Fort McMurray and left for school and came back during COVID, and now I'm back here, and I couldn't be happier. This is home, so I'm excited to be here and excited to be on the show.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to have you because we bumped into each other at a
Multicultural
Association Day, was it called, I think?
Yes.
Yeah, and like you're like, hey, how are you doing? And I was like, oh, I watch the show. I was like, you want to be on it? Like, yeah. So I'm really happy to have you here.
Thanks.
So you say you were raised here, but you weren't born here. Where were you born?
I was born in the Middle East. My ethnic background is Indian, but my parents, my dad worked in the Middle East, so that's where I was born, and so were my two younger brothers, and then I moved here when I was five, so this is home.
This is home, so most of your memories are from here.
Where in the Middle East, though?
I was born in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, cool.
Mm. Really cool. I've never been there. I know nothing about it. Have you had a chance to go back?
Yes. Well, I went back to Dubai in 2018, I think, December.
Okay.
But I don't have a lot of friends from there because I was five when
That's
I
right.
moved here. So
That's right.
We have some family friends there, so we saw a couple. Don't super remember them a ton,
but
it was interesting because I do remember going to school there and like the community, so it's grown a lot.
Yeah.
But other than that, I go to India way more often because my entire family lives there.
Fair enough.
I'm actually going at the end of this week.
I was just gonna ask, when are you going back again? End of this week?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Are you going? Who are you going with?
I'm going with my parents.
Okay. And how long are you going for?
I'm going for 2 weeks, but my family's gonna be there for a little over a month.
Okay. And this is something that you guys did regularly growing up?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We at least went. At least 2 to 3 years, every 2 to 3 years.
Right.
And then before COVID, I think we had been almost every single year for like 3 years.
Oh,
and
sweet.
We haven't been since 2018.
Yeah.
So
this is going to be exciting then.
Yeah,
good
very
times.
Exciting. Yeah, to see all of my family.
There you go. So you said you went away to school. Where were you studying? And what were you studying? Where and what?
So I graduated from Westwood here in 2016.
Boo, but okay, whatever, you know.
Mistakes are made. Yeah. It's okay. You can recover.
Comp and Merc you picked. Okay, we got all three. Oh, there's four now. There's four, but, you know, we all make mistakes, right, Tanner?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
At least you didn't go to Merc.
Indeed, I'm a Trojan through and through. So. Shout out to Westwood.
There you go.
Don't you love repping second place so hard?
I love it.
Well, I went to McTavish when it started. So,
there you go. Okay.
So the public school district has great to be.
Yeah. Shout out public.
Yeah. Okay, sorry. So you went to Westwood and then where did you go?
So I went to Western University in London, Ontario.
Okay.
I actually went to go study I got a Bachelor of Medical Sciences.
Okay.
Funny because now I work in the arts, so it's a complete career shift. Field change.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So what were you planning on being in that, studying that that career choice?
I was initially looking at doing med school, like medical school. So that was my goal since I started, I think, in grade 8 or something. I had this dream of becoming a doctor.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the field that I want to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but the arts were always a huge part of my upbringing. I learned singing, dance, different kinds of dance.
Yeah.
And then Like, I play a ton of instruments, played in the school band. So, like, arts was very integral to me, but I decided to go into STEM.
Right.
And I love STEM still. I just had, like, this whole epiphany of in the middle of my degree being like, is this really what I want?
Right.
Medical school is a huge commitment
financially
and just emotionally, too.
Right.
So I wanted to make sure I was 100% set on that career before I go do something and then hate it. I don't
want
to not see something through.
Good call.
Yeah, but I'm really happy. I graduated, and this is kind of my time to figure out where I want to go with my life. And I'm young. I graduated kind of early, so.
Okay, cool. And so how did you find yourself working for our council then? How did that all turn out?
Well, they had a posting up, I think, in now a little over a year ago. So they had a posting up January to April last year.
Right.
And I just saw it, and a couple of people had sent it to me being like, oh, this is something that you could try out, something completely different, but maybe. Sounds like you're a social butterfly, so why don't you try it out? So I just applied, ended up getting an interview. I was so nervous because I have no experience in communications. I did stuff in university and university clubs and things like that, but I had no real experience or formal training. So I don't know if I'm going to get this, but I somehow got the job, and I'm currently there, and I love it.
That's good. They obviously love you. You've been there for a while, so you must be nailing what they hired you to do.
I mean, I hope so.
Yeah. You would know. You wouldn't have the job. That's what I tell people. People are like, oh, I don't know if I'm doing my job well. Like, how long have you been doing it? Oh, a few years. You're doing it. You're doing it well.
Yeah, they don't hate me yet.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know. Some people are employed certain places where they're just not sure.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, some people don't get treated wonderfully at their careers. So.
Yeah, fair enough. Tanner?
Well, I'm very fortunate. I love my team, and they're all amazing, and I learn stuff from them.
That's good. Tanner, just so you know, you're excelling at your job. You're killing it. Beyond expectations.
Was not worried about this one. Trust me. I know I am the best at what I do. Nobody hits those buttons like me.
There you go. So, okay, so why did you choose why did you choose to go all the way to Ontario for your post-secondary?
I really wanted to have a student life, like a vibrant student life.
Okay.
And Western was really known for providing that kind of an experience.
Right.
I love to be involved, so they have a very good campus in general. Like, it has a very good campus community.
Right.
That was something I was looking for.
Right.
The degree they offered was different to any other degree program that I had applied to.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that have a Bachelor of Medical Sciences, and so through that degree, you're able to kind of work with the medicine faculty there a little bit more. You have classes in that faculty. So that was, like, the big difference for me. And, my time there, I was super involved as a student leader and joined a ton of clubs. So I loved my time there.
That's awesome.
And now my youngest brother is going there. So it's, like, you know, carrying on the legacy a little
there
bit.
There you go. So you got to finish up before COVID happened then.
I graduated 2020 when COVID hit.
Oh, so you're so lucky. So you didn't have to go through that weird, awkward, online. Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm, because it hit right in my last semester. So I think it was, like, the worst because it was, like, the end. And, you know, you work so hard for 4 years.
Yeah.
And then you get there and it's just like, oh, yeah, here's an online graduation that we didn't know what to do.
Right.
Like, here you go.
Oh, no.
But it's okay. It was I think the saddest part was I didn't get to celebrate with, like, a lot of my friends.
That's right.
A lot of them live in the GTA, so they went home right after the restrictions were called sometime in March, like the middle of March.
Right.
And so they went home, and then I packed up and came home here and then wrote my finals online, and that was that.
Well, you just have to get a plane ticket back. Just, like, throw your own party now.
I know.
Listen, me and Tanner are pretty good at throwing parties. You can let us do it for you.
Okay. Yeah. 2 years later.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it's never too late to party.
Yeah, that's true. I always told myself now that I graduated 2016 during the fire and I got evacuated writing an exam.
Right.
So I'm like, that happened the first time I graduated. The second time was a whole world pandemic.
Yeah.
So if I ever go back to school, which I do want to eventually go back to school, the world is going to end. So
Just let me know when so I can get my affairs in order.
I will.
So growing up in Fort McMurray, going to Westwood, what did you do to have fun? What was your free time looking like?
Well, to To be honest, I didn't have a lot of free time.
Yeah, you don't seem like somebody who did, especially. I was just like, that's what I said from Westwood, right? You knew where I was going with this question.
Yeah, I knew where you were going. Don't worry.
Yeah. But it was before I even went to Westwood. It was since I was a kid, I was really involved. Something my parents did was put us in a ton of different activities when we were young, and then we got to kind of pick and choose, which was really nice because I don't think I would have been exposed to anything without that kind of push of, try this. If you don't like it, we can try something else, or just stop that completely. So I did a couple of sports growing up. I was a competitive swimmer, and then when I quit swimming, I did competitive triathlon. But I also played competitive soccer for a little bit, and I danced my whole time here. So
what type of dance?
Indian classical dance. And then I also did ballet and tap. At the Keanu Conservatory, I did tap for until grade 12. So.
Very cool. So you were super busy as a child.
Yeah, and then there was, you know, the music lessons and piano and all that stuff. And then in high school, I started badminton. So Yeah, pretty busy.
A lot of activities.
We had vastly different high school and school experiences in this room, I think.
Yeah, all of us very different. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, my sister tap danced, actually, and she still does. She was able to take it into a form of a career, actually.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, she became like a tap dancing instructor. And then one summer, and it drove my parents, especially my father, insane. She was going to university, and, you know, you live in Fort McMurray, you can come here and make money so you can pay for school. And she informed my father, I'm not coming back to Fort Mac this summer. I'm going to South America, and I'm going to teach tap dance. And he's just like, no, you're not, because, like, you got to pay for school. And she's like, actually, she, like, set up, I don't know how she did it, but she set up, like, government funding. So she's able to teach in Guyana and, like, made as much money teaching tap dance that summer in South America as she would working here in oil and gas. So for all those people at home, you can make money doing the arts sometimes. So
I know.
It's just saying.
So my whole job at the Arts Council, I mean, us as an organization is just, try to show artists that they can make a living out of.
So I don't know much about the Art Council. We've had a one or two guests, but it was at the early stage of the Mac City Morning Show, so I don't remember everything they had to say. Our viewers probably don't either. So can you tell me a little bit about Arts Council and what you guys are trying to achieve?
Yeah, so Arts Council, our vision is to help support the growth and success of the arts in our region. So we have a bunch of different programs that facilitate that kind of vision. So we have a Business of the Arts program, which artists signed up to learn about how to set up a business. How do you turn your art into something that you can actually make money off of and make a living out of? So that's a program that we offer, and we have the annual Buffies. We just released the theme of it, actually. We had our AGM last week, and it's really exciting. The theme is Future Midnight this year, and we're really, really excited because it's going to be in person after 2 years of online cinematic experiences. It's going to be
Which have been great, though.
Sorry?
They have been great. The online stuff, the what you guys have been putting together for your Buffies is, like, literally world-class entertainment.
You.
Like, the quality is off the charts.
Thank you.
Off the charts quality. So
thank you. Yeah. And that's to all of the artists that were involved. I think last year we had over 104 artists involved in the making of the Buffies. And so all of them are amazing. And we're so grateful to work with those local artists. Give them that platform that they can share their art form to. So that's coming up in October. In person. And yeah, we're really excited about that. And to feature more local artists. We just finished up our nomination period. So we're going to get into all of the promoting all of our nominees this year. So I'm excited for that. And then this summer, in July, we're actually getting two artists coming in out of town through our artist in residence programs. So they come in and showcase their art to the community. So they hold workshops in our community to teach other local artists or whoever wants to attend the workshops about their art form. And then they'll also create work inspired by the community. So yeah, we have two artists. We have two streams. So we have one artist in residence, which any artist can apply to. And then we have a the Suncor Indigenous Artist Program where we host an indigenous artist. So two of them are coming together this year. And I'm really excited for that. We have some really cool artists that we're going to be introducing on our socials soon.
So. Sweet. Well, you got to tell them to come on the show.
Oh, yeah, I will. That'd be awesome. Sure.
We also like to bring up artists and let them showcase their art to different people, don't we, Elliot?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Just in a...
In a different art...
An audio...
Yeah, a different format.
Yeah, we might have thrown a little bit of a banger a few weeks ago. We brought an artist up to perform at our banger, and it was his first paid gig ever. And
wow.
We wrote him a contract and everything, and we're going to be throwing another one. We're not going to say the date on camera, and we're not going to say the place or what exactly it is, but we're throwing another bit of a banger, as I like to call him, in a few weeks here. So we have another artist that is coming up.
That's awesome.
We're going to break them at this thing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Really cool. Yeah. So, but back on with the show. Tanner shook his phone a few minutes ago. That means he's ready with his segment.
Okay.
It's called the Mac City Minute. Mm-hmm. That being said, before we play this, there's going to be some awkward silence between you and I because Tanner is going to put on an ad. So, Tanner, hit us with the ad, please. Thank you. Okay. It's all about getting that job, the dream job, or any job for that matter. It blows my mind how many people don't prepare for their interviews. You need to prepare for the interview to get the job, to get the money. So prepare for the interview. Now, you guys see me here sitting crisscross applesauce every day. But the fact of the matter is, I was in human resources for over a decade in the oil and gas industry, primarily focusing on recruiting. So I know a thing or two when it comes to those interviews. So sign up for the course. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now back to the show. There we go, and we're back. Awkward silence over. Thank you goodness. All right, Tanner, hit her with the Mac City Minute.
All righty. Question number one. What is one reason you feel Fort McMurray is home for you?
Well, first off, I grew up here, so it's basically all I've ever known my entire life. And even when I went to university, you don't get that same feeling of home on... This is a community that's so resilient, has bounced back from so many different setbacks, and people are always so willing to help. And there's that really strong sense of community, which makes it home for me. I know I can reach out to anyone and get any sort of help that I need at any point, which I don't think I can find in a lot of other communities. So that's something that I love about here.
There you go.
Question number two. What is one thing you're most excited for on your trip to India next week?
I'm really excited to see my family. It's been a long time since I've properly talked to them. 2 weeks is going to be a very busy 2 weeks for me to visit all of my family, but I'm really excited to see everyone together. We're bringing people together that haven't seen each other either because of COVID. So that's what I'm really excited about, seeing everyone.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Question number three. What is one piece of art that you've seen in Fort McMurray that stands out to you the most?
I love the Fox Trail and the interpretive Aboriginal Trail here at Mac Island. I love that trail. I think you learn so much about the history of that part of the region, and you get to see artists showcased different forms. Like each box is different, and
right.
Each little sculpture that different artists made are differently composed with different materials, so I really love that trail. I think it showcases art in a unique way.
Right. Cool.
Question number four. What do you think is the most underrated place to eat in Fort McMurray?
Ooh.
Good question.
Underrated. We
haven't done a food one in a while.
You haven't done a food question in a while.
Well, I'm a vegetarian, so that limits my options a little bit in terms of where I can eat. I mean, nowadays, a lot of restaurants are so much better at providing options.
Right.
Oh, I have to think about this one.
Okay, as she thinks about it, I went and I explored a bunch of different restaurants this weekend to find somewhere to eat, and I didn't eat at anywhere different. I didn't end up being anywhere different because GP called in. He's just like, I want a donair. And I was like, okay, well, I know where to get the best donair in town. So, but there are a lot of new restaurants. Like if you go down by
There's a faux place
where the
right
Newfie Club
here.
Used to be.
Oh, yeah.
They have like a new East Indian restaurant down there.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have like a barbecue place down there that does like, I didn't know. I was just driving around
there's
and I found
a lot
it.
Of new.
So.
Ooh, I'll tell you what the most underrated place
Let's hear it.
So it's Through the Kitchen and it's Tacos Locos.
Yes.
So good.
So I tried to go to the kitchen, but it was closed on Sunday.
You should try the
I've
tacos.
Never went. I've heard about what you just said, and that's
it's
what I went
so
to get.
It's so amazing. I love it. Shout out to Tacos Locos. I've gotten your food so often in the last, like, 2 months. And I love the sofritos because I'm vegetarian. Lots of places don't have, like, substitutions that are really good other than meat substitute or, like, the meat-like substitutions.
That's
so
right.
The sofritos are really good. Mm-hmm. I've heard the chicken is really, really good too. So I think that's the most underrated that I know.
There we go.
And your final question. Mm-hmm. Of all the clubs and boards you've been on, what one has been your favorite?
Hmm. Well, I'm currently on the board of the Wood Buffalo Regional Science Fair, and I grew up doing the science fair in Fort McMurray. So I think that's something that's really fulfilling for me because seeing it as a participant and going through it from grade 4 to grade 12 and then judging a couple science fairs after and now being on the board as an organizer of it, it's been really interesting to see it from different aspects. And this past year, I was a delegate for the Canada-wide Science Fair. I had been to the Canada-wide Science Fair once as a participant, too. So it was really neat to mentor the kids that went from here to Canada-wide this year as a delegate and, you know, show them the kind of ropes and be that backbone for them. So I think that's been my favorite experience on a board so far.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Those have been your five questions.
Listen, this is horrible, and it's part of the show. It's the worst part of the show, is that the format is so short. It's only 20 minutes.
Okay.
Like, after Tanner asks his five questions, like, it just triggers me. I could ask you questions about science fairs all day long, but we're out of time. So, before I cut you loose, though, you get a shameless shout-out or plug. So, you got the mics, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay, well, shout-out to Arts Council Wood Buffalo, first of all. I'm so grateful to be on the team there, and we do such wonderful programming in the community, and I'm excited to do more live programming. So that's my first shout out to all of my team members. I wouldn't be where I am without all of you, and I learn so much every day. And to my family, who has always supported me despite all of my ups and downs of life and not exactly knowing where life is going. So thank you to my brothers and my parents and my family, friends, you know who you are. And just to Wood Buffalo in general, thanks for giving me so much opportunity. I know a lot of people complain about not having a lot to do, but I've been busy my entire life here. And that wouldn't be if it wasn't for the community being so welcoming.
There we go. What a great shout out. A tearjerker, especially for the family. That was a good one. Aw. Very nice. All right, listen. Please feel free to come back again and again and again. Right after you get back from your vacation, give us a shout, and we'll do another one of these episodes because I got lots of questions for you.
Of course.
Cool. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to Noral Toyota for being our title sponsor. We do appreciate your ongoing support. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.